You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No mai hoki mai ki te hōtaka parakuahi. Welcome back to the BFM Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us on this Friday morning. We've actually got some friends who are tuned in and hanging out with us. It's Baby Teeth, Morena, Amelia, Maddie and Sam.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, look at this.
So many friends.
So many friends. Multi-bubble chat. Love it. Baby Teeth, if people aren't familiar, yous are a band. What kind of music would you call yourselves? How would you frame this?
Ooh. I mean, I think the press release says queerbo pop punk.
It does. And you shall be known as this from this point on, queerbo pop punk.
People might have caught you out and about because you've been playing many gigs for quite a few months now, but it's very exciting to be able to chat to you today because you've got a single that is out in the world. It's called Poser. Tell us a little bit about, well, I mean, I think the voices, people might recognize some of these voices at home. You also might recognize you from various other projects. This is a beautiful kind of, I guess, teen collaboration in your teen feels a wee bit here. Would that be a fair call, Amelia?
Yeah, the reason that I wanted to start a pop-punk band is because I realized that after so many years of making dumb music, I'd never made the specific kind of dumb music I wanted to, like, that I started making music to make. And I was like, damn, time to do pop-punk.
Yeah, I feel like it's really come back around again. Sam, at the moment, is sitting at number 5 in the 95 BFM Top 10 with your other hat on, Sam, as Scody Banks. This is a very far cry from the Scody Banks vibe. Why are you pop-punking?
I actually did have a pop-punk band when I was a teenager, which helped me, like, sort of scourge myself of all those, like, teen angsty pop-punk feels. But I did it the wrong way, I think, and I needed a second crack at it.
Nice.
But yeah, it is a, like, look, when I die, I want to have never written a happy song. That is my
That's a very, like, specific type of goal, but I appreciate it. Definitely sits in the stay true young emo vibe.
Yeah, so Baby Teeth kind of like sits within that ultimate goal. So I'm really happy. It may be different to Scody Banks, but it's still, yeah,
still
in heading in the right direction.
Still,
it's still sooky.
Still in the feels. And Maddie, your other project is of course Moody V and the Menstrual Cycle, which again, very different vibe. Did you have a pop punk phase as a teen?
Yeah, like my sister introduced me to Blink-182 when I was quite young.
Nice.
So I've always had a space for that in my heart.
This is kind of like a support group for Blink-182 kind of fans, eh?
100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
This band is just a support group in general.
So you've been playing with a lot of other local awesome bands over the last wee while, writing tunes. Amelia, you do a lot of the writing. You play the guitar and you sing in this project. Maddie, you are slapping the bass. And Sam, you're hitting the skins. I feel like I sounded like such an old lady then, but you get the general gist.
I feel like lockdown just like adds on like 10 years.
It's the opposite of the Benjamin Button effect, which is just normal aging, maybe.
There's a cover in the BFM system of Baby Teeth singing a particular song with Louisa Nicklin, I believe. Do you remember what that song is?
Oh, it was a Teenage Dirtbag, if I'm not
you are correct.
Severely mistaken.
Teenage Dirtbag by Wedis. So a lot of those amazing early 2000s feels coming back in Baby Teeth when we've seen you perform live. But this is your first actual proper release, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we recorded it with Rowan Evans from Wine Cellar ages ago at the end of last year. So it's really nice to have it finally out in the world. I mean, I'm terrified that everyone's gonna hate it and I'm gonna lose all my cred, but
I think it's pretty hard to hate pop punk because everybody's got a young emo in their heart, you know?
Oh yeah.
You are going to be playing a big show, though, which I'm very excited for. It's Baby Teeth, the Poser EP release show with Roy Irwin and NT Honey. two bands we love here at BFM. What's been the reception, I guess, when you've played these gigs that you've been playing so far? Do you sort of find that people are really on the pop punk buzz at the moment? Is that a kind of a mood do you feel for this 2020, 2021 kind of energy that we're going through?
I mean, I think the music is, it's like, it's fun, but it's also like extremely cathartic. Like there's a lot of yelping. And I think people have really responded to that in a way that I kind of wasn't expecting. Like, I know the songs that I have written for the band and the songs that Sam has written as well have been quite like personal and introspective. Mm. So I wasn't necessarily, you know, I didn't expect us to become the party favorite.
I always feel like I've tricked people. Like, I'm like, you thought that was a happy song. It's laden with trauma.
I think that is actually, like, on a kind of serious note, we've been joking about pop punk, but maybe we are in a bit of a headspace at the moment collectively where we do want a bit of earnest, cathartic tunes, where we want to be able to get in a room with our friends when it's safe to do that and listen to music that kind of does actually smack you in the feelings pretty hard.
Catharsis was exactly the word I was thinking of. Thank you, Rachel.
I am a big fan of this first song. Tell us a wee bit about Poser.
Maddie yesterday was like, they're going to ask you what the song's about. You got to say what the song is about. What is the song about? It's like, it's kind of about two things. Partly I wrote it because I don't know. I've been in lots of bands where I wrote like soppy dramatic love songs. And partly the lyrics of the song are about not wanting to do that anymore.
Fair enough.
And partly it's about being in a kind of relationship where you don't know where you stand, and so you constantly feel like you're having to like pretend to be something. Like I guess like the pivotal line of the song is, I bet that heaven is filled with posers, because I just kind of like, I felt like I was bad at pretending, and that's kind of like a lot of what society wants you to do is to be good at like, you know, fitting into various roles. Oh my god, I'm sorry. This has turned into therapy.
Hey, this is what we're talking about. We love earnest tunes.
Hey, Amelia.
Across the board.
That was the most, like, pop punk thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Like, throwing it onto society.
Hey, we have got three tracks that will be coming out on Poser, the EP. 2006 Poser and Anyway, and it's coming out on April the 2nd via Sun Return, which is putting out just some awesome stuff at the moment from the likes of Greengrove, KMTP, and many other BFM favourites as well, Enti Honey being one of them. So this is a pretty cool thing to see just local music being put out by awesome local promoters and getting to have release parties. The 3rd of April is the date that everyone needs to put in their calendar to see Baby Teeth, Roy Irwin and Enti Honey performing together with all their future classics at the Wine Cellar. So that's going to be a really good one. And Cheap as Chips, $10. You can get a pre-sale from Under the Radar. If people want to go and pre-order this EP or maybe get themselves some Baby Teeth merch or buy this single, then is Bandcamp the place to go from maybe 7 p.m. tonight on Bandcamp Friday?
I would say certainly. I mean, there is a Baby Teeth t-shirt available as seen in the 660 music video being worn by Chloe Swarbrick. So.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is amazing and I love it.
Flex.
It's so great.
That's got to be the most worlds colliding thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's true. Yeah, stuff.
I had to sit down for like 15 minutes when I found that out.
Baby Teeth hits the top 40.
We're Baby Teeth Punks with an X on Bandcamp and on Instagram and other social media. We mainly post on Instagram, but
yeah.
Excellent. I think we should listen to this track now. Thank you very much, Amelia, Sam and Maddie, aka Baby Teeth, for speaking to us this morning from your various bubbles.
And from your feelings.
And yeah, from deep from the feelings.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
We'll see you all at an alert level lower. So stay safe and have a nice weekend, and thanks for all the tunes.
You too.
Pleasure.
Take care.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.